thank you for joining us today for Financially Fit, where you will learn how to build your money muscles by making small changes to get you in better financial shape. I'm Dina Isola, joined by my husband, business partner, and certified financial planner, Tony Isola, and we're looking forward to sharing insights from our fee-only fiduciary registered investment advisor firm, ATI Investment Consulting, located in Stony Brook. Our mission is to educate and empower you so that you can not only get stronger financially and make better decisions, but so that you'll never be taken advantage of again. This show is truly for you. We'd like to hear what questions and concerns you have so that we can make the show more beneficial to you. So call us at 631-675-1420 and you can help us help you. Or feel free to email us, Dina, D-I-N-A, at atiinvestment.com. And remember to visit our website, atiinvestment.com, especially the blogs and radio tab, where you can access replays of Financially Fit. And there's a whole bunch of other resources and articles that I think you'll find very useful. So the last few weeks, we've been discussing the importance of a financial plan and how that's really critical for you to stay on track and meet your financial goals, especially when the market is doing crazy things, as we addressed the last two broadcasts. Today, we really want to get down to helping you lay a solid financial foundation. And, you know, there's something about September, in my mind, that's more like the time to do a New Year's resolution. I guess I'm hardwired to back to school, and I have this desire to learn something new and get organized and more efficient. We're actually doing this in our practice as we speak. So we thought today's show would be a really great opportunity to help you get a jump on areas that need attention before the chaos of the holiday season. And what's great about this is if you get this in place now, that before the new year starts, you're going to really hit 2016 running, and you will see incredible improvement, and you will totally become more financially strong before the year is out. So let's get started. We have a lot of heavy lifting to do to lay that financial foundation.
Here we go. Come on, push it out.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning.
That guy doesn't really have a radio voice, I think.
That's from I Love You, Man, I think was the movie. So we want to start at the very beginning. Tony mentioned a couple weeks ago about the T-chart. You want to give a little recap on that?
Yeah, we just talked about, you know, separating your assets from your liabilities, things that are worth something and other things that you owe money on. And getting a total, which is something called your net worth. And hopefully that's a positive number.
Right. So in order to get started, you kind of need to know where you are before you can decide where you're going.
Yeah. And I think a misnomer is a lot of people will say, well, I'm going to start my investment plan. What stock should I buy and what investment should I make? It's you're not there. You know, you're not ready to go ahead and do those things unless you build the base. And that means understanding, you know, what money's coming in and what money's going out and creating a budget for yourself. Knowing that, then you'll know how much you could possibly put into a savings plan.
Or if you need to redo your budget and find ways that you're going to cut out certain things so that you can properly fund your investments.
True. And before your investments, before you can invest your money, you have to have something called a reserve fund in place.
Which is
emergency fund, whatever you want to call it. But it's money. It's not about making money on this fund. It's about having it in reserve for potential emergencies. And usually most people will say a 3 to 6 month cushion is suitable. Some people might need more if they're business is more cyclical and their cash flow is unsteady. But the idea behind it is if you don't have an emergency fund, what's going to happen is if something goes bad in your life and goes wrong and you need a lot of money, you'll have to raid your investment fund. And many times that comes with tremendous cost, meaning there are taxes and there are excess penalties if it's in, you know, certain 401ks and IRAs and you're under a certain age. A second thing that could happen is if you don't have an emergency fund is you'll have to rely on a credit card debt, which could have interest rates as high as 20%. So that's kind of like losing 20% on your money. So if you don't organize yourself, you know, with a budget and set up this reserve fund, you cannot begin to invest. You're not ready to invest. You're jumping way ahead. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to start an exercise program and, you know, I'm going to be running a marathon by the end of the week. That's just not going to happen. It certainly can happen in a year or two, but not in the first week.
If your cash reserve is underfunded, your emergency fund is thin, it also puts you at risk for panicking when the market is doing crazy things. So knowing that you have an adequate cash cushion can not only prevent you from getting into debt, it can also prevent you from doing, you know, counterproductive things to your investment portfolio.
Yes. I mean, a rule of thumb would be any money that you need within 5 years should not be invested in the markets because markets are way too volatile. And a five-year cushion usually is enough. So if you just kind of keep that rule in mind, so you can't say, well, you know, I'm going to take my emergency fund and I'll invest it in Apple stock because then my emergency fund will grow also. Well, the downside of that is you have the possibility of your emergency fund getting cut in half in a very short period of time, which I'm sure would be very unpleasant and surprising to you.
Keep in mind, too, if you're self-employed, that emergency fund would likely need to be larger than someone
yes.
who has a regular job.
Right. Right. Like if you're
or
like
is protected by a pension.
Sure. If you're like two teachers who have tenure, you know, the odds of both teachers losing their jobs are close to zero. And that's a lot different than, you know, a small business owner who maybe sells Christmas trees or something and relies on getting all of his money in December and in the wintertime or whatever. And when you have to conserve, you know, your funds and things could happen. So, yes, everybody's different. That's financial planning. It's not a cookie cutter thing. Everybody is different. And each plan needs to be individualized for your needs.
So we can give you some broad general ideas, but the truth of the matter is you really do need to be taking a closer look at this and your individual situation because everyone is different.
Right. And again, before you even start to look at investing in, you know, the things that most people think is financial planning, you need to have proper insurance, which includes both life insurance and more importantly, disability insurance, because there's a much greater chance during your lifetime that you'll be disabled and not be able to work than you will suddenly dying.
Now, Tony and I are not insurance agents, but insurance is something that we really do look at for our clients and guide them because there are a lot of complicated products out there, a lot of expensive products out there. So be sure to tap our knowledge because we can at least give you an idea of what questions to ask your agent.
Right. And just knowing the distinction between things such as term insurance and permanent or whole life insurance could mean all the difference in the world if, God forbid, something bad happened. And again, you should understand insurance is insurance. You know, it's kind of like your car insurance. You don't look at your car insurance as an investment. You look at your car insurance in case you have an accident and it'll cover it. It's the same thing with your life insurance. The main goal of life insurance is to provide your dependents with enough income so they could continue living their lives in the same standard. So don't be fooled by, you know, people trying to sell you combination. Well, you could have a great investment and life insurance, and that's rarely the case.
And it's tremendously expensive.
Exactly.
And it's usually not easy to understand that it is expensive until it's too late and you're locked in.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that.
Yeah. So once you get your insurance and your budgeting and your cash reserve funds needs in place, then you could start looking at saving for retirement. And probably the best place to start looking first would be your place of work.
Yes. Check out what your 401k or 403b options are. Be sure to know when you need to enroll or when you're eligible if you've just joined that employer.
Right. And also make sure to find out about a possible company match and make sure if there is a company match that you contribute enough to take 100% advantage of it. Because again, if a company's matching, if you're putting in 8% and the company matches 8%, you're automatically getting a 100% return on your money. And that's something that's very rare.
It's free money.
Right. So number one, I would, you know, go to your company, and if you are not contributing, you should, you know, ask them that question. What would it take for me to get the match?
And then once you get these things under your belt, then you can dive into more particular things such as your goals and your time frame, which is something we'll address in a future show. But that's kind of how you lay that foundation. So make sure you visit our site, atiinvestment.com, or call us 631-675-1420 to learn more about how we can help you. When we come back, we're going to give you tips on debt management and learn how you can get a free checklist to help you with your financial plan. Hope to see you soon when we return.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Financially Fit. Today we're talking about laying a strong financial foundation, and it's pretty hard to have strength if you're saddled with debt. So let's get down to cutting the fat.
You know, you better not do your belt. You might cause a flower lodge.
I love Dana Carvey. Yeah. He makes me laugh every time I hear that. Okay, so paying off your debt or refinancing or consolidating your debt absolutely needs to be at the top of your list of what to get in order with your personal finances if you hope to ever have financial strength.
Yeah, I mean, debt, when you look at debt, you know, I think a good rule of thumb is you really shouldn't have over 30% of your adjusted gross income to go towards paying off debt. So let's say, you know, adjusted gross income is after your taxes and everything. So let's say, you know, you make $70,000 a year. And that's what's coming home, $70,000. 30% of that would be, you know, $21,000. So if you're using over $21,000 of that 70 to service different types of debt, whether it be your mortgage and car loans and other whatever, your credit cards, you really have to look at that, because it's going to be very difficult for you to establish a savings program if a huge percentage of your income is going towards paying off debt. You know, you're paying, that's someone else's investment, not your investment.
Exactly, especially debt that is unsecured. So if it's credit card debt, it's really damaging.
Right. And that's why some people, you know, I think that's a good point, unsecured. People will say sometimes, why is my credit card rate, you know, 21%? And my home mortgage is like 4% or 3%.
Right.
Well, the difference is, if you don't pay your mortgage, the bank could come in and take your house and sell it so they can get their money back. Now, unsecured debt is if there's nothing backing up the loan. So let's say you had your credit card and you would go out to dinner all the time and go on vacation and ran up this huge bill of $200,000. Now you default and don't pay it. How is the bank going to recoup its losses? There's nothing to seize because all the money you spent it on is all gone. So that's why a credit card rate is so much higher, because the banks, they have to protect themselves when things default. And that's why also a car loan rate will be lower, because again, if you don't pay off your car loan, they take your car and then they could sell it and pay off the, you know, take their money back that they loaned to you. So that's just, you know, a little bit of tidbit of information.
A quick way to recoup, or I guess strengthen yourself with regards to debt, is paying off the debt.
Yeah, especially high interest debt. Now, let's think of the markets. If you're a rational person, you really can't expect more than, say, a 7 to 8% return over a 10-year period if you're invested in kind of a balanced portfolio in the markets, which is fine. Now, if you have debt at 6, 7, 8% and you pay it off, what most people don't realize, that's the same thing as earning 6, 7, or 8%. So most people would say, wow, I'd like to make 6%, 7%, or 8% on my money. So an easy, simple, guaranteed way to make 6%, 7%, or 8% on your money is to simply pay it off, right? Now you're not paying that, so you made it. And now think of a credit card debt, right? 21%. Pay it off. You just made 21% on your money, which is basically over double what you would expect to make in a much more risky investment in the equity markets. So paying off your debt is a way of earning money. That's how you should look at it.
And if you're carrying substantial debt, it's every bit as important for you to start paying down the debt as it is to build up your emergency reserve to prevent you from getting in that exact same situation going forward. Because unfortunately, it becomes a pattern of behavior. If you've spent too much, you put it on the card, and now you're paying off this debt, and the second you have another emergency, you're right back in that spot.
Right.
And there's always unforeseen things that happen, and that's why you need to build that cushion so that you don't get into that spot.
And sometimes it's hard, and because you might have a lot of debt, but a good strategy would be pick a balance, a smaller balance, pay that off first, and then move on to the next ones. And just the fact that you're making progress will encourage you to continue. So you really don't have a choice, because if you want to be secure financially, you cannot be heavily indebted. So, this is a strategy for you. But another thing you should look at too is possibly refinancing debt. Because let's say you have a home mortgage and it's at 6%. It would probably make sense to pay that debt off at 6% if you had a cash windfall, because like I said, it's making 6% on your money. But let's say you could refinance it at 3%. Well, let's think about this. If you have a 3% mortgage, you're basically getting free money, because number one, inflation is 2 or 3%. And number two, if you're itemizing your taxes, you're getting a tax write-off. So in the end, it's pretty much a negative interest rate. So to rush to pay off a 3% level of debt, 3% interest rate on your debt, probably is not the best strategy in the world, because you could probably take that money and over time, if you could put it away, say for 10 years or so, earn 6 or 7%. In a balanced portfolio. So there's a lot of different strategies. And again, if you don't understand debt and you don't understand, interest rates and refinancing, it's something you have to educate yourself about, because without having an understanding of this, it's going to be hard for you to accomplish your other goals that you may have.
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's college debt too.
Yeah.
Now, well, actually, car loans have caught up to it now, because the interest rates have been so low. So there is now over $1 trillion in car loans in our economy and $1 trillion in student loans.
We know we're giving you an awful lot to digest today, and we may be overwhelming you as to where to start. And it might even be making you a little bit nervous.
America, in a cold sweat.
Well, there's no need to sweat. We've got you covered. We're going to give you some guidelines. And if you email us, Dina, D-I-N-A, at ATIinvestment.com, we are going to send you a financial fitness checklist that will help you address areas of your life that need to be looked at. It's a very simple questionnaire. It's yes, no questions. It should take you 5 minutes to complete this. And there's an area for notes so that you can write down any details that you want to delve into. And what is really good about it is it breaks it out into many different areas: your family, your goals, your business, if you're self-employed, your work, your health, your money, your estate, and your future.
Yeah. And, when we send this out to our regular clients, and they find it helpful, and it certainly will help us in creating the financial plans that they need and the information we need to know. So, we send it out anyway on our we have a list of, our contacts, and if you would like to be part of this list, we'll certainly send you a copy, and I think it will put you on the right path to creating a plan that would be individualized for your needs.
What's good about this checklist is a lot of times people don't think much has changed because they're not asking themselves the right questions. And then when they look at the checklist, it jars certain things in them, you know, such as, do you have an elderly parent in need of financial care or health care? And this may be a relatively new occurrence in your family. You may not be thinking about it, but in 12 months, that situation can really be moving in a completely different direction, and you need to anticipate and be prepared to deal with that. And that's what this checklist is so good about, getting all these issues on the table. Well, it's that time of the show when we're going to give you some baby steps to get you going.
I've come so far. Bob, I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
A solid foundation is not just about your investment, but it's also about protecting what you have.
Yeah, and really a lot of this work will go for naught if you don't have a will in place to make sure these assets.
We see this a lot.
Yeah, that you've worked so hard and this planning that you've done, you want to make sure if something happens to you, your family will be protected and the assets will go to the people that you would feel you would want them to go to.
So make sure you have a will, a power of attorney in place. If you have children, a guardian or a trusteeship, and obviously review that life insurance and disability insurance. So we hope you're sticking with the habit of reading one financial article a day and that you're using ATIinvestment.com as your resource. Make sure you check out the What's New tab under the media. There's a list of online publications where Tony's been quoted. So we hope you're finding that useful. And of course, the blogs and radio tab where you can access replays of this show. Be sure and share it with family and friends who may be in need of some financial guidance. And make sure you send us your questions, Dina, D-I-N-A, at ATIinvestment.com, or call us 675-1420. Until next week. That ain't working. That's